Haines Upper Valley residents weigh in on expanded police service. And Vigor Alaska's shipyard is set for major layoffs. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. The Haines Borough hosted a town hall meeting at the Mosquito Lake School last night to address a proposal to provide local police service outside of the town site. Residents living out the Haines Highway, Mud Bay Road, and Lutac Road may have the opportunity to vote on whether they want on-call police service during the general election this October. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, many Mosquito Lake residents were skeptical of the proposed ordinance.
Last year, Alaska State Troopers withdrew its only blue shirt officer from the Chilkat Valley. That officer used to patrol outside the Haines town site. Since then, the Haines Assembly has been trying to figure out how to address police services in those areas of the borough. Last month, an ordinance was introduced that would create a new on-call police service area outside the town site. The Assembly has since split that up into three areas, one for the Haines Highway Corridor, one for Mud Bay, and another for Lutac Road. The on-call service would be provided by the Haines-Borough Police Department and paid for through a 0.73 mill rate on residents within the service areas. If approved by the Assembly, residents within each service area would vote on the proposed ordinance this October. The first public comments at the Mosquito Lake Town Hall meeting came from George Campbell. He was concerned that the Assembly had not done enough to try to get the state trooper reinstated in the Haines-Borough to handle calls outside of town.
Before we have to vote on whether or not we want police protection, I would want to see a much more aggressive approach towards the troopers because, it's not the trooper. The troopers do not get to decide what their jurisdiction is.
Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel responded that the state has made it clear they consider the Haines-Borough to have police jurisdiction. Assemblyman Sean Mady defended the borough's efforts to try to get the state trooper back. He said that in spite of their best efforts, nobody they have reached out to has been able to help.
We've spoken with the governor. I've spoken with the governor. House District 33 Representative Keto, House District 34 Representative Parrish, Zach Fansler when he was still the state public safety commissioner, the actual commissioner, the deputy commissioner, anybody who you can think of that you could talk to say, we need this to come back.
One of the main concerns expressed by residents was the cost of the on-call service and the mill rate tax that would be used to pay for it. Many residents said they shouldn't have to pay a mill rate for the on-call service when they already pay sales tax that helps fund the police force. Police Chief Heath Scott has estimated that an additional $70,000 would be needed to provide service for all of the areas included in the ordinance. Scott says the estimate is based on paying officers for overtime and standby time, as well as vehicle support costs.
We did have an equation that we thought every time we came out here, specifically for a serious offense, it's about a two and a half hour call, just on the response side. That includes gas, wear and tear on the vehicle. So these are things that we factored in budgetarily. And we have a number for that kind of hourly cost.
Haines Public Safety Commission Chair and 18 Mile resident Patrick Heffley questioned how the cost of service would change if only one or two of the service areas were approved by voters. Borough Manager Schnabel said that it is unclear how much the police service would cost for each area specifically.
You know, we figured it will probably end up using a formula that has to do with population, it has to do with, you know, size, response time,
right. You
know, all the rest of that. I don't know.
Others were concerned that the kind of police service described in the ordinance did not align with the needs of residents living out the highway. Resident Kyle Ponsford took issue with a section of the ordinance that says services may include patrols based on scheduled events, citizen complaints, or a request.
So this document needs to be rewritten for us to even think about passing it is just the on-call part. When you're called an emergency, you come out. Other than that, you don't come out.
Towards the end of the meeting, Schnabel said she recognized that a majority of people in the room would probably vote no, but she defended putting the question of the service area to a vote. Assemblymember Brenda Josephson encouraged those in attendance to reach out to her with suggested changes to the proposed ordinance.
There is an opportunity for amendments, and I've heard several people respond in a similar way to the services that are being provided. I need you guys to email me your thoughts you need to give me the words that are concerning to you.
The Haines Assembly is holding a public hearing on the police service ordinance at its next meeting on August 21st. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Vigor Alaska's shipyard in Ketchikan will possibly lay off up to 80 local employees this winter as the company wraps up construction of two Alaska Marine Highway System ferries. Doug Ward is a Vigor spokesman. He says it was a difficult decision for Vigor management, especially right after Saturday's big christening celebration for the new ferry Taslina. Ward says work on the Taslina's sister ship, the Hubbard, is proceeding quickly. Once that's done, there's no current construction work scheduled at the Ketchikan shipyard. Ward says they wanted to give local employees time to plan, so on Monday they announced potential layoffs of 50 to 80 permanent employees. That's on top of the approximately 100 contract employees brought in for specialized work on the Hubbard. Ward says those contract workers will be let go first. While layoffs are disappointing, Ward says it's not a surprise.
You know, this business is project-driven. And so the contract workers, for example, they move around the country from job to job. And
Ward adds that shipyards across the nation are hurting.
Right now, the shipbuilding market in North America is the worst that anybody has ever seen.
Ward was speaking from Anchorage, where he's trying to drum up more business for the Ketchikan shipyard. He says there are a few projects he's working on getting, and there's also potential to help build the state's replacement for the ferry Tustamina. That ferry would be too big to be built primarily in Ketchikan, but Ward says the local shipyard might be able to provide support for one of the other Vigor industrial shipyards in the lower 48. That $220 million project would be federally funded, so Vigor would be competing with other shipyards nationwide for the contract. If the Ketchikan yard does see new work soon, Ward says the local workers would be the first to be rehired.
As a matter of fact, we're looking internally to give them, to move them to other projects, even in other yards, out of state, admittedly, but keep them in the Vigor family.
In the meantime, Ward says he's looking beyond marine work for the Ketchikan shipyard. He's also talking to oil and gas industry representatives about potential projects that could be completed in Ketchikan. The ferries Taslina and Hubbard are the Alaska class ferries being built to sail the Lynn Canal. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.